Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts available at chosunhouse.com. Today, talk, talk, talk. Things are happening in North Korea. Well, at least there's a lot of talk. Mr. Kim of Paradise, North Korea, has been downright chatty lately. Six-party talks that finally started the nuclear threat moving the other way. Meeting one-on-one with his South Korean counterpart in Pyongyang, even though he promised he'd come to Seoul. Why, a veritable avalanche of words. Makes people feel good to hear him talking. We trust they will listen to what he's saying. The United States is a little nervous that the Roe-Kim summit scheduled for late August might try to upstage the grander conversation of six entire nations that's been going on for so many years and has accomplished, well, so little. Don't cut any deals without us, you can hear America saying. The only deal that Roe seems interested in cutting to hear people talk is victory in the upcoming election in South Korea. Some say he's up in the north just to get the attention of the press and be sure his party gets sent back to office. What does Kim Jong-il hope for by meeting with Roe? His own news agency says he considers this to be yet another phase of activities that will lead to reunification. That's his code word for total peninsular domination. He further announces to the world that this summit is being held in the spirit of by our nation itself. I'm quoting him exactly. In other words, the old Juche theme. It's odd, isn't it? It's like they're saying, sure, we'll talk with you, but understand that we do not change our goals. The peninsula will not only be united under me, but it will continue to be isolated from the rest of the world. We may be talking to you, but in fact, we can do this all by ourselves. We may be taking your oil and food and money, but really our theory of self-reliance is the only philosophy that works for us. Take it or leave it. It doesn't look to me like Kim is changing, you know, but everybody seems to be so excited about the meeting. Two articles down on his website, Kim decries the annual military exercises in South Korea, saying that they're not only dangerous, but they're criminal. You know, usually when somebody's coming over for dinner, you clean the house, you put on your best manners, you cook your best meal. I do hope that Roe at least eats well, because Kim's manners are atrocious and his house has graffiti all over the walls. Imperfect men, and there are many motives. We get so frustrated, but when we pray, God is able to blow on these weak little self-seeking men and get his own will done. Our desire is that the kingdom of God come through all the messes of mortal men. Somehow, and you look at it, it's happened throughout history. A mighty kingdom, invisible and visible, waits right now in the wings and will one day surface and take over this planet. And that's not just talk. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Well, thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for a large collection of blog posts like this, and pictures and maps and facts and resources and more. In fact, everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the Hermit Kingdom, the land of morning calm.